Chapter 1. Robin knew the last place she needed to be was in Charleston, South Carolina, helping her baby sister Nina with her wedding plans. There was so much her sisters didn't know about what was going on in her life, and she didn't want to tell them while they were celebrating Nina and her fiancé Clinton's upcoming nuptials. "I can do this," she told herself as she walked into her family's historic bed and breakfast. The Richardson bed and breakfast had been the place where she learned about love, as she watched her mother and father, Sheldon and Nora, live out a fairy tale romance that Disney couldn't reproduce if they tried. Granted, she knew now that there had been some hard times that probably tested their relationship. But there were no outside babies. Robin gently patted her cheeks to stop her tears from coming. She wanted a family like she had growing up. A loving husband, 3 or 4 kids, and happiness. But even if Logan hadn't cheated, she wouldn't have been able to have a child. 2 years ago, Robin had been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. She had a life-saving hysterectomy. Because she had her husband's support, she'd never shared with her family, especially her sisters, what she'd been through. She didn't want pity, and she didn't want a reminder that she couldn't have the life she dreamed of when she'd said, "I do," to Logan. Obviously, he hadn't planned on taking his vows seriously. That's why he'd gone out and made a baby with that nurse. She'd served him with divorce papers over the summer, and he'd had the unmitigated gall not to sign them. He kept sending them back to her attorney with a note, "Not signing until we talk." But she didn't want to talk to him, didn't want to see him. She just wanted to be done with him. And Logan wasn't making it easy. Besides, the last conversation they'd had seemed cruel now. They had been discussing adoption and telling her family about her cancer. That, she told him, was going to be hard because cancer had claimed their mother's life years ago. Back then, it felt safe to talk to him about everything. To share her fears with the man whom she thought she would love for the rest of her life. Robin's cancer diagnosis had put so much fear in her heart and soul because her mother didn't survive. Logan had assuaged her fears, telling her about all of the treatments and advances in surviving cancer since her mother's death. Robin knew her three sisters would have been overly emotional if she had shared her illness with them. That's why she'd valued having Logan's strong shoulders when she was going through it. But now, it felt as if it had been a charade. A big fucking joke. Robin had moved out of the house in Richmond because Logan wouldn't leave. Sheldon had come to Virginia and helped her move into a townhouse in Petersburg. She told her dad the whole story about Logan's infidelity and the baby. Robin had broken down and revealed her health issue. Of course, Sheldon had been shocked that she hadn't allowed her family to be there for her. "Daddy, I thought Logan and I could handle this. He said he was going to." Her voice trailed off and tears spilled from her eyes. "He said as long as we had each other, nothing else mattered. We'd make a family our way. Didn't know that he meant he'd go drop sperm in a... I could kill him. All that pop shit. And he does this to you?" Robin shook her head as her tears fell. Sheldon drew his daughter into his arms and held her. "Robbie, I wish I knew what to say to make you feel better. Did you and Mommy ever... I never cheated on your mother. But we had our ups and downs. All marriages do. But how can a man take vows and break them like this? Then he keeps the lie going like I'm some kind of idiot who's gonna stick around. That mother... Sorry, Daddy. No need to apologize this time. I understand that you're upset, but you're going to have to decide if you are ready to let him go and end your marriage. Why wouldn't I be? Logan knew I wanted a child. Children, actually. He knew how... Daddy, this is the worst betrayal. There's no coming back from this." Sheldon brushed a tender kiss across her forehead. "Make sure that's true. I know you don't want to hear this, but I can't wrap my head around Logan doing this to you. That boy, people change. And I can't believe you're defending him. Daddy." "I'm not defending him. And I'm not telling you that you..."